You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Basketball. Now go live to Berea for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
Tevin Jenkins is day-to-day with that shoulder injury, so we'll see how he responds in the next 48 hours or so as we get ready for the week. Obviously, that ball game is disappointing to start that way. You're down 14-0 the first quarter and then trying to dig out of that hole. And that's hard to do on the road versus a good football team. So we came up short. We got to own that and watch the tape and look at it and learn from it and, you know, find a way to correct some of those things that happen early in the game so you can be in that game and give yourself a chance to win that game. So that's our focus. But I'll take any questions you guys got.
All right, first question will go to Scott.
Hey, Kevin, after watching the film, what were your impressions of Shadur, how he played?
Yeah, obviously some good throws down the field, made some explosive plays. There's definitely plays that he wants back that he can be better, whether it's a decision or a ball or those type of things. But I thought he fought till the end and has the right attitude that he'll just keep learning from all of these experiences.
And those two interceptions, not the one to Jerry, the other two, what did you see on those? Was the first one a good play by the defense, or should he see the guy dropping there?
Yeah, it's always – I think you learn from all those, Scott, and at times you tip your cap to the defense and you say they made a play, and other times you talk to the quarterback, hey, you're – could be footwork, could be who you're keying, could be decision, all those things. So I do think you have to give them credit and say that they're making plays, but I think how we coach our guys is, hey, next time we did it, here's some things that we would do differently. But obviously that's going against a good defense that takes the ball away. You got to give them credit as well.
Thanks.
All right, next we have Mary Kay.
Kevin, after a sort of a blowout loss like that, and with where you guys stand with everything right now, have you been given any assurances by management that, you know, that your job is safe or anything like that?
Yeah, I don't get into those type of things, Mary Kay. I would just tell you, my focus, our football team's focus is solely on the Buffalo Bills. And obviously watching the tape today, that's our focus, but that's all we really care about.
So you haven't asked for anything like that, for, you know, any kind of a vote of confidence that you'll be able to continue on after this or anything?
Yeah, I'm not going to get in those type of things, Mary Kay. Not my focus.
Okay, thank you.
All right, next one to Daniel.
Kevin, I wanted to ask for a clarification on what happened with Shador's wristband yesterday. After you went up at the podium, he said that a card fell out, but the sideline reporter for Fox said that their cards were being swapped out. Could you kind of just provide some clarity on it? It seems like two different answers from you guys.
What happened was obviously had the wristband. It was good on the first drive. At some point after the first drive, one of the cards must have fallen out of Shador's wristband. So when he went to that panel to look for it, it wasn't in there. Obviously grabbed it. We have Bailey on the sideline, have Dylan on the sideline where he can swap out and grab their wristband. So you always have to be prepared for those type of things. You have to be prepared for if the headset goes out, you have to have those automatics that you have to get to if the headset goes out. And similarly, while that's very rare, you have to be ready if something like that were to occur.
And that's the reason why he had to kind of get the call from you from that one play. Like, I guess the headset had gone out at that point, right?
That's right, exactly. So just I was giving him the wristband number. But like I said, the coach to quarterback wasn't out. So you can still communicate that way until 15 seconds.
Got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, next we go to Jeff.
Kevin, with all the injuries you have on your offensive line, I don't know if any of those guys will be back, but how do you prepare a game plan knowing that your line is not what you hoped it would be?
I don't look at it necessarily that way, Jeff. We just the guys who are available come Sunday, we go to battle with them, and we work really hard during the week to make sure we have contingency plans and guys are ready to go. Backups stay ready. And that's what we do.
Well, then how does that affect your run blocking yesterday in particular?
Yeah, I would just tell you, anybody who's in there, we trust them to get their jobs done. And we as coaches are always thinking about ways that we can put our guys in positions to have success.
All right, thank you.
All right, next we go to Cam.
Kevin, kind of off of that, similar with the offensive line in particular, the injuries that you have, how does that maybe change the way that you are able to evaluate different positions outside of just the offensive line? I know that these are things that come with the game, but when you're trying to evaluate the production level of a running back or a quarterback, like how do you navigate that with maybe a line that's not full of starters that you typically would have?
Yeah, I think, again, for us, Cam, is the guys that are in there, we trust them. We're focused on the game that's in front of us. We're worried about getting production in the next ball game, not so worried about evaluation, quote unquote. We're just trying to make sure that we give our guys a chance in every one of these ball games.
And then when you're looking for that production for that next week, when you have games where Jerry Jeudy doesn't come down with that ball, obviously want him to hold himself accountable. You want to hold him accountable. What does that look like in terms of making sure it doesn't spiral into something and trying to, but while still maybe holding players accountable for things that happen on the football field?
Yeah, I think our players understand this game. It's a 60-minute game, and there's plays in every game that you're going to want back from a coaching perspective, from a playing perspective. All we ask and what our guys give is everything they got. Not to say that we're going to be perfect, but we'll just keep fighting when there's time on the clock.
Thanks.
All right, next we go to Daniel.
Hey, I also wanted to ask about the pressure rate in Shador's four starts. I think it's at 43%, which is, you know, top two in the NFL. Obviously, like, the offensive line has gone through a lot of changes, injuries and whatnot. But when you're looking at it, like, how much is falling on the offensive line? How much is it guys not, you know, separating early enough? How much is it Shador holding on to the ball? Like, what are you seeing that's resulting in the highest pressure rate in the NFL in his four starts?
Yeah, again, I think it goes back to each one of these games presents different challenges. Each defense is different in how they're playing the game, how they deploy fronts, how they deploy coverages, if you will. So we're focused on trying to give our guys a game plan that we can go execute, play fast, and go find a way to score points. And there's going to be varying factors to each one of those games, whether it's the opponent, whether it's guys that are available or unavailable. And we just got to do our jobs and give our guys a game plan to go let them play fast.
So there hasn't been like a commonality or a common link that you've seen in Shador's four starts that can, you know, that you kind of focus on in terms of, you know, limiting the pressure rates.
Yeah, obviously our focus for our passing game is to keep the quarterback clean and obviously get the ball out on time. There's various ways and various play types to get into, Daniel, to try to mitigate pass rush, but it's so dependent on the team you're playing and the challenges that they present.
Thank you.
All right, next we'll go to Mary Kay.
Yeah, Kevin, just wondering with Bill Musgrave talking to us about how Deshaun kind of stepped up last week and he took on some scout team and some other things like that. As you guys move closer through that 21-day window, are you getting ready to put him on the 53-man roster anytime soon?
Yeah, I would say not my focus, Mary Kay, for right now. I'm very, very pleased with the progress that Deshaun's making on the field. In the classroom, he's doing a really good job.
Okay, thank you.
All right, next one, Scott.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Kevin, do you expect any of the guys that didn't play Sunday due to injuries to be able to go this week?
I'm hopeful on some of these guys, Scott, but not entirely sure yet. I think we got to get through the next couple days, see how everybody's responding to some of the rehab that we're doing, and I'll have a better answer for you on Wednesday.
Okay, and then with the run game, it hasn't been consistent throughout the year, right? There's been good weeks and bad weeks. One of the bad ones was yesterday. Have you been able to identify just why it hasn't had the consistency I'm sure you're looking for?
Yeah, I wish it was one thing and you could fix one thing, but we just, in order to have success via the air or the ground, you have to, you have to be really sound in everything you're doing, and it's on us as coaches to give these guys a plan that they can go execute. And then obviously, you want to give your guys, put them in advantageous positions. Sometimes you're going to go up against good defenses and that type of thing, but that is definitely a focus for us, is finding a way to be efficient and explosive on the ground.
Thanks.
All right, we'll go back to Jeff.
Kevin, what are the challenges for you as a head coach to keep your players playing hard in a season when you guys are now 3-11?
Yeah, obviously we know what our record is. We understand that. We don't hide from that. You own it. But we also know how important this game is to us and the work that has to go into it each week and what we pour into it each week. The payoff is going out there on Sunday and playing and coaching. So we get where we are. Not going to hide from that, but that's not, you know, part of what we do is going to compete, and that'll never change.
Thank you.
All right, we go back to Daniel.
Hey, Kevin. When you look at these four starts with Shador, it seems like teams have been kind of reluctant to blitz him, and maybe that's because of what he showed in that Raiders game, beating the cover zero blitz and stuff like that. But they're playing a ton of zone coverages. So what has maybe given him and the offense struggle when facing those zone coverages, and what do you have to be better at in terms of executing in the pass game against those zone coverages? And maybe why are teams playing like, you know, almost 50% zone coverage against him instead of, you know, blitzing and playing back?
I can't speak to the why. I would just tell you, in the pass game, whether it's man, whether it's zone, whether it's one high, two high, blitz, no blitz, sim blitz, all of the above, obviously we have to be on the same page in all areas, whether it's protection, whether it's routes run, decision making, you name it. So we're working very hard, certainly, to get everybody in those areas. And when you're going up against zone defense, and again, various types of zone, but when you're going up against zone defense, you have to be great in those zones and at your route depth, at where you're supposed to be, and quarterbacks making great decisions versus those zones. So it's a multifaceted to have success versus zone in the pass game.
Thank you.
All right, Mary Kay, do you have one more?
There we go. Yes. Yeah, Kevin, just wondering, you talked a little bit about this after the game yesterday, but you kind of alluded to the fact that a rookie quarterback is going to have maybe a game like this, or is going to have some setbacks, and it's not always just going to be an upward trajectory when you're developing these young guys. So just wanted you to address that notion a little bit. And, you know, was a game like this maybe expected, or you know, did you anticipate it? And why is it? Why is the sky not falling after something like that?
Yeah, sky's not falling. I think with young players, Mary Kay, there's growing and there's learning that happens. And, you know, look at history for, I don't care what the position is, but look at history in terms of young players. And sometimes there's moments that aren't going to go your way and you learn from those. So that's no different for any position, no different for Shador versus any other player. There's going to be really good games. There's going to be games you want back. There's going to be plays you want back, you know, great plays. So I look at it for a young player to be able to go into a really tough spot, have some really good moments, some moments that you want back. We'll learn from those. We'll grow from those, and we'll be better from those.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, there you have it. Kevin Stefanski's press conference had some pretty tough questions there, especially early on about his job from Mary Kay Cabot. I don't know what else he could have said. It's not my focus. I mean, how else do you approach that if you're a coach on the other side? I think he handled that. I thought he handled it very well.
Yeah, me too. That's his new buzz line lately, not my focus, which I guess is a good way of answering something without answering it. I don't mean that in any smart guy way. You know, his focus isn't on his job moving forward. Well, it can't be. You know, he's got to coach a football team this week.
I just think it's one of those weird things about sports where that's like, that question is fair game in sports.
Yeah.
But anywhere else in life, where else would you? Hey, Jeff, are you concerned about your job tomorrow? I got to tell you, yesterday's postgame show, you took too many phone calls. No, you didn't take enough phone calls. I can't make up my mind because I'm indecisive. But either way, how do you feel about your job?
Either way, you're going to take the hit.
That's right. It doesn't really matter. So, the Deshaun Watson question I thought was interesting too, about the, what are we, 14 days into the 21-day window now? Does that sound right?
Sure.
I think it's 14 out of 21. Dan, does that sound right to
you? Just keep in mind, they don't have to activate him.
No.
For instance, Arizona had Trey Benson, their young running back, coming back, and James Conner's already out for them, and they're going through running backs. They decided not to activate him and kept him on the IR all year. You could do that with Deshaun. Mm-hmm.
So December 3rd.
Yeah, they got one more week to make a decision.
Yeah.
So next week on Wednesday, they will have to make a decision.
Bring on week 18, baby.
And yeah, they could easily just go, you know what, we're not activating him, and you know, he'll finish season on IR. No worries.
It's the Bailey Zappi Jeff Driscoll Memorial Week 18 game.
Oh.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
That's good to hear.
That game is going to need to be sponsored by a liquor company.
When we get to week 18, it's going to be, should you play Shadur or should you make sure you avoid injury?
Oh, that's a good question.
Thank you.
216-474-0092. I'm writing it down. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.